Well, hello gentlemen, how are you? Now as this weekend Ubisoft has a sale on £20 for Far Cry 6, but you can also play it free for the weekend. You still have to download a big file even to play it for free. But I finally played it. Well, some of it. And I knew something wasn't quite right because at the very beginning there's a lot of swearing in it. Now I know people swear, but they don't need to in a video game, do they really? And they seem to like using the F word quite a lot. Which for me doesn't bring anything to the game except bring it down. And of course they're using the same formula they have for Far Cry 5, Far Cry 4, Far Cry 3, and so on. So it got boring very fast. And although it's only £20, I won't be buying it. And of course they've feminized it quite a lot as well. Made the femons very important, very strong, very independent, you know. So pushing the narrative is definitely there. And the funny thing is, most of the feminists or femons won't be playing the game, will they? It'll be mostly men. And femons aren't usually the ones that go out and buy video games like men do, are they? But as usual, femons piggyback on the back of men and men's things and take it over and destroy it. We all know femons and men are different. Femon like to watch films with romance, with feelings, with emotions. And men like action films. So why don't the games companies make games just for femons? Because they wouldn't sell and they wouldn't make enough money. Because most femons aren't really into video games. They're only there because the men are there. Yes, the video game industry has been pretty much destroyed by wokeism. And we all know wokeism comes from femons. But anyway, I've been playing another game as well, Resident Evil 4, and it is a very old game, but it was on sale too. And I enjoyed that game quite a lot. Well, at least until three quarters of the way through, where it got a bit silly, where you had to push a button at a certain time, you know, and then if you didn't, you usually die. So basically, I felt like a robot, and it's just a lazy way of making a game, really, to last longer. But I'm right near the end of Resident Evil 4 and I'm gonna finish it anyway. Cause you know, I'm pretty stubborn like that. But for Far Cry 6, it's a non-starter for me, really. Now I've seen it, and now I've played it. I did play Far Cry 5 for a while, but it got really samey, quickly too. It's about time Ubisoft changed the formula and thought outside the box. There's a very good reason it's on sale for £20, wouldn't you think? But there is a big difference in Resident Evil 4, because there's a femon in it as well. But you're protecting her, taking care of her. And yeah, she's a pain in the ass, and gets you killed a few times. But that's more like real life than, say, Far Cry 6. And there's a pattern here with the femons, don't you think? First of all, we had the video games. It became very big. 90% of the men are the ones who played the games. It got massive. And there was loads and loads of megabucks in it. Then the femons got involved, because the men were there, and they can get attention. And now look at the video gaming industry now. And the same thing is going to happen to soccer, or football as they call it. Femons weren't interested in football at all, until the megabucks started coming in. Man has built up soccer and made it into a multi-billion dollar business. So the femons latched on to it when they saw that money. And they will destroy soccer as well, just like they did the gaming industry. Man doesn't have many sacred places left anymore from femons. They haven't destroyed hunting and fishing yet. Oh, but they've tried. And I know a lot of you guys out there will be really interested that the film Barbie's gonna be coming out, and it looks like a real winner. They seem to be able to take anything and everything and make it into a meaningless, superficial crap fest. Then it's a good job I've got my San Miguel to look forward to tonight. I mean, a man has to have something to look forward to, doesn't he? So anyway, that was my take. Far Cry 6 is pretty well same, with more wokeness. And you can get Resident Evil 4, 5 and 6 for £10 on Steam, which is another rip-off place, isn't it? It's got games on there that are 3 years old, and they're still full price. I mean, they're not even trying to hide, they're ripping you off. Well, there you go, guys, and it's my job to lift you up and brighten your day on a Saturday. It's sunny here, but it doesn't make any difference, because we have Pride Weekend here in the place I'm at. You know, people walking around in leather things with their ass hanging out. Men, that is, mostly. And I feel like an alien in my own country. That's because I'm a straight white male, which is the lowest of the low at the moment, isn't it? I know I sound very low, but I'm not really. It's just, you know, to make it more dramatic, of course. Anyway, let me know what you think of Far Cry 6, if you played it. And I still think Far Cry 3, I think, is the best one I think there was, in my personal opinion. You see, for men, video game is an escape from the pressures of everyday life that a man has to experience. Anyway, as always, men, watch your wallets. The femons are after them, and they'll use any scam in the book, and some that are not in there yet. Stay free, and be aware of the femon nature. They are getting very desperate. Toodly-pip.